HeidiTown.com. Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I am the mayor of HeidiTown.com, a blog about festivals, events, and destinations around Colorado. As you know, I cover events across the state, but sometimes I like to remind you about what's happening in your backyard. Last week, I reminded you that the Tri-Media Film Festival is this weekend at various venues around Fort Collins. This weekend is also the Nelson's Old Town Car Show from 11 to 5 on Saturday, with the after party shifting into gear at 5:30. I attended this event last year and was very impressed. I've never been much of a car person. A vehicle was something to get me from point A to point B, but several years ago, something changed. It was a combination of obsessively watching Top Gear on BBC, attending several car shows, and buying a car with a V6. These things occurred almost simultaneously, and suddenly I really liked cars. Old ones, new ones, fast ones, and faster ones. If you like cars, don't miss the Old Town Car Show. Hundreds of hot rods, classic cars, and vintage trucks will be on display in a festive atmosphere that includes bands playing the stage in Old Town Square. For more information on this event and everything happening in downtown Fort Collins, go to downtownfortcollins.com. As I've mentioned many times on this show, I truly love small community festivals, and there's one happening in Meade, Colorado this Saturday. The town of Meade underwent a long paving project on Main Street that is now complete, and there's a real positive vibe in this tiny northern Colorado community about a prosperous future. Meade Community Day is Saturday in downtown from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. and includes a parade. Also in Meade, on Saturday the 29th of September, it's the 7th annual Meade Sugar Beet Festival from 10 to 4 p.m. This is the perfect fall outing for the family, especially if you have little ones who enjoy tractors, because there's an antique tractor show scheduled. Speaking of fall, we were in Copper a couple weekends ago, and the trees were already starting to turn. That means it's time for some fall color drives around Colorado. It's always difficult to predict when colors will be at their peak, but September is the month to see the aspens changing across the state. Colorado.com has a list of fall color drives, and here's one from their list that I highly recommend. The Guanella Pass Scenic and Historic Byway is a rambling route south of one of my favorite places, Georgetown. Once you reach the town of Grant, you turn right on US 285 and take the highway 15 minutes to the top of Kenosha Pass. At the top of the pass, you will get a breathtaking view of the South Park area. I have seen it often because my in-laws have a home outside of Fairplay. It's truly gorgeous in the fall, or any other time of year for that matter. Last fall, we took my parents, who are from Oregon, through the area, and my mom couldn't take enough pictures. Make a weekend of it and visit South Park City Museum. Located in Fairplay, this museum is the recreation of a mining town using real structures from around the area that have been relocated to the museum's land. On September 8th, there's an antique relics and artifacts sale at the museum where history buffs are sure to discover some interesting items. Details at southparkcity.org or find them on Facebook. For more foliage drives around Colorado, visit Colorado.com. If you have a favorite fall color drive, tell me about it on Heidi Town's Facebook page at facebook.com/HeidiTown.com/FB. That's all the time I have for this week. I hope you plan to get out there and enjoy the beauty of Colorado's colorful autumn this season. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter at Heidi Town, circle the town on Google+, or connect with me privately via email at themayor@HeidiTown.com. I also encourage comments on the blog. Thanks for listening, and as always, until next week, I will see you online or at a festival near you.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.